Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Vav, and we are four lines from the top of daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So yesterday we began really the last chapter, so to speak, the last chelik of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, which is the sugyas that deal with Yayin Nesach. And as we'll see, that really this entire week, daf Nun Hei, Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, up until the Mishnah, daf Samach Chamed Beis, is really one sugya. It's the sugya that deals with wine, even of a yid, that was touched by a guy. And really, from a raid perspective, it's important to learn all these gemaras to be able to go into the halacha and understand some of the interesting halacha l'maisa. So really, from a daf yomi standpoint, it's a pretty easy week because the dafin are short, it's long tosfos in, and really it's very difficult to even touch the raid until we've gone through all the gemaras. Either way, we'll do what we do. Regardless, so the Mishnah began with a description of the ancient winemaking process. So once upon a time, there was what was referred to by the Chachamim as a gas. That was a large area where the winemakers would place grapes and they would press the grapes over there. That gas was attached to a chute, some sort of pipe, that would cause the water, the juice that was coming out of the grapes, which eventually would be the wine, to flow downward, and it would land in a bar. The bar either had a keli in it, or the bar didn't have a keli, but it was lined with sid. Rashi says it was a bar sid, she'enem ha'apetipa, and regardless, what would happen is you'd press the grapes in this upper area, the juices that came out of the grapes would ooze down the chute, and they would go into the bar. Now, as we saw in the Mishnah, sometimes they would have to press the grapes multiple times until they got all the juice out. So they would press the grapes would disperse a little bit, they would go gather them physically with their hands, put it back in one central area, what the Mishnah refers to as the tapuach. They would press it again, again, and again, until they were comfortable that they got all the juices out, it would flow down into the bar. Another thing we saw is that as the juices would flow down the chute into the bar, there was some sort of masnenes. There was a sieve, a strainer of some sort. The purpose of it was to separate the chartzanim, the zagin, the peels, the pits, the parts of the grapes that they didn't want to have as part of the wine from the wine itself. They only wanted the wine to go into the bar. Even after it settled in the bar, as we're going to see right now in this first Gemara, the wine would sit for a little while, and there was more sediment, and more psoilis, and more chartzanim, and more zagin that would have to separate. So they would leave it there for a while in the bar, and with time, the things that weren't supposed to be there would float to the top, they would skim it off, they would have wine. Even after they bottled the wine, there was still going to be more chartzanim and zagin that had to be separated. So this was a multi-pronged process. Regardless, the Gemara picks up on that note. So the Mishnah had said that the halacha is, as it relates to stam yenam, or as it relates to the halacha, that if a goy touches wine, even wine that belongs to a yid, the halacha is that it's included in the gzeira of yayin shaloyv dekei chavim. So the question is, at what point is it deemed wine? Meaning, what point during the winemaking process do we look at it as wine, so that the halacha would be, at that point, all the halachas of yayin would apply. So the Mishnah said, loikhin gas pe'utam in oyv dekei chavim. If the wine, the juices that were touched by the goy, were in the gas, it's okay. Meaning, if a guy touches grapes, it's pashut, it's fine. If he touches wine, it's not fine. At what point do we say that these juices went from being part of the anovin, being treated halachically as grapes, to now suddenly be treated as wine? So the Mishnah seems to say that as long as it's not in the bar yet, whether it's in the gas, even if it's flying down the pipe, going down the chute, the halacha seems to be ve'enu oisei yayin nesach ad sheyer lebar. It's only yorad lebar mashe bebar asar. Even then, hashar mutar. So the halacha in the Mishnah was that the wine is treated as wine as relates to the halachas of yayin shalev dekechavim once it lands in the bar. That's that bottom pit. But anywhere above that, it's not going to be a problem. Stating that, Rav Huna said in the Gemara, yayin kimitcha hizchali mashek oisei yayin nesach. It's not that way. That wine becomes wine as soon as it starts oozing out of the grape. So even if it's not in the bar yet, once it starts flowing from the grapes, at that point, it's already considered wine. I think the Gemara, Rav Huna, you're an Amora, how could you go connect the Mishnah? So Rav Huna made a kentus in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said that the only time it becomes wine when it's actually in the bar is talking about where the gas, that upper area, was pekuka, it was stuffed, It was Malaya, it was filled to the top. There was no way for those juices, for that wine to actually flow down to the pit. And it's at that point that we say that whatever's in the gas is not going to be considered wine. But let's say it would be open and it was flowing freely, even if it didn't physically land in the pit, at that point it's going to be okay. And the Gemara said, by the way, that really, really, Rav Huna's halacha is a mefurish and a braisa, because it's a braisa that describes a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Achrayna is our Mishnah. The Mishnah Achrayna seemed to say clearly, Rav Huna's halacha, in Dorchen ma'ivik echavim bekas, Mishum de Rav Huna, as we went into that in great detail yesterday. So the bottom line is, as it relates to when exactly it turns into wine, the Stam Mishnah Nun Hei Amad Aleph would seem to see it's not wine, Ad Sheyere Lubar. Rav Huna said that no, the Yayin Kivet Shehischali Moshech, even if it's in the gas, it's already Oysa Yayin Esech. And the Gemara said, really, it's a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achrayna. Rav Huna's not going to negate the Mishnah. You don't even need Rav Huna's like Kemta, because it was a Braisa that clearly said that there was a before and after in terms of the Chachamim's understanding of exactly how you look at wine. With that, Hakdama Zokt today's Daf. So the Tan of our Mishnah holds that wine becomes wine once it flows into the bar. Till it comes to the bar, it's not wine anymore. But Frank the Gemara, but there's a Mishnah, Mesachtes Maestris, that says, Yayin Mishe Yikta. Wine is treated as wine once it gets separated, meaning the wine itself is separated from the Chartzanim and the Zogin. It's separated from the peels and the pits and everything that's inside the wine. Now that Mishnah is a Mishnah Masechtas Maestris, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. And the context is Hilchus Maestris. So why isn't a gay in Hilchus Maestris whether something is wine or is not wine? Because the halacha is that the only time something is chayiv in Chumas or Maestris Midei Raisa, the only time something is treated as Tevel Midei Raisa is once it's Nigmar Malachtais. So if you have a fruit, for example, whose Malacha was not completed yet, it's not chayv in chumas u'maisus midai raisa, which means that midai raisa, you're allowed to eat it. It's only midrabanon that you're not allowed to eat it. And even midrabanon, it's only in achilas kva that you're not allowed to eat, but in achilas aroi, you are going to be allowed to eat. So the bottom line is, the real halachas of chumas u'maisus are first chal, once the product that's in discussion is deemed to have been nigmar malachta. So that Mishnah is discussing wine. When do you look at wine as being a finished product? And the Mishnah says, Mishnah Yikfa, when the wine goes from the gas, down the chute, through the strainer, into the bar, and then it settles in the bar to where the chartzanim rise to the top, and now you have a separation inside the bar between the chazarai that you don't want and the wine that you obviously do want. It's at that point that there's a chiyuv, chumas u'maisris, midei raisa. It's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to say that once it goes to the bar, our Mishnah was the shita that was the most makel in the halachas of Yayin Esach. This is the Mishnah Rishayna that says, Dorchim emo'iv dekechavim begas, which says that the only time it becomes Yayin once it goes into the bar, but at least when it comes into the bar, that alone is enough. You don't need more than that. You don't need it to be in the bar and now settle in the bar so that you have the separation between the chartzanim. So how do you shtim the Mishnah Mesachtes Avodah Zarah with the Mishnah Mesachtes Maaseh? It's true, it's two different halachas. One's discussing the laws of Yayin Esach, the other one's discussing the laws of Maestris. But the fundamental principle that underlies both halachas is one and the same. It's, when do we look at wine as being wine? When did it convert from grapes to wine so that now we can look at it, you have a finished product? It's negated the halachas of Yayin Esach. When is it Yayin? It's negated the halachas of Maestris. And you have a stira. Amar Rabbi Leikash, or Rabbi Kiva, Rabban. It's true. There's no way to reconcile the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah with the Mishnah Masechtas Maestris. And the only way out is by saying it's a machlokes tanam. And I have the Machlokes Tanam. I know which Tanam it is. One's Rabbi Akiva, one's Rabban Tanan. We learned in a Beraisa. This is a Tanya. Yayin, Mishayerid Labar. Yayin becomes Chayvin, Maestris Medei Raisa once it goes to the bar. Rabbi Akiva, I'm Mishayikfer. Gives us not when it comes to the bar, but it's when the Chatzanim are separated from the wine that's inside the bar. These are these two Shitas, meaning our Mishnah is going like the Tanakama of that Beraisa. And the Mishnah Mesachtes Maestris is Rabbi Akiva of that Beraisa. Iboy Luhu. When Rabbi Akiva said Mishe Yikfa, which is also the Mishnah Masechtas Maestris, Kipui the bar or Kipui the kavas. So we said that the wine and the chatzanim are continuously separating. When they're in the bar, they would let the wine settle so that whatever had to rise to the top would rise to the top. They would take it out, They would put it into barrels. And then when it was in the barrels, they would let it settle again. Because there was always a little bit of chartzanim, a little bit of psoilis that needed to be separated. So when we say mishayikva, do we mean the kifui that's taking place in the bar, which is a earlier stage? Or do we mean even the later stage, when it's separating in the chavis? Toshma tan. This is a mishnah, so it's whenever it says Tanya in the Gemara, it means Tanan. When it says Tanan, it means Tanya. Either way, the Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. This is also Masechtis Maestris. Yayin Misha Yikfa. Okay. Afal Pisha Kofa in the Mishnah explains and says that even once it starts separating, Koilet Menagaswal Yoyno, Uminatzino Vishoisa. So when you have wine, again, in the context of Maestris, it went down to the bar. So you have to wait until this Kifui takes place in order to be Chai Vetchumas of Maestris Mede Raisa. So the Mishnah elaborates on it. The Mishnah says, what happens if the Kifui began, so at that point, whatever's in the bar is going to be chayv and shumas or maestras. However, you could be koilek min al gas al yoyno. You could take from the gas, that's the top area, uminatzinar, or from the shoot, you could take from there as well, v'shoysa, and it's not going to be a problem. Shema mino, you see clearly, keep it the bar, kamina. Because what's the picture? What's the image that the Mishnah is trying to depict? The Mishnah is depicting an image where you have wine in the bar, you also have some wine left on the gas, you have wine coming down the shoot, whatever's in the bar, and kifui already took place, that chelik is going to be chayv and shumas and maestras. Whatever's in the other part of the wine press is not going to be a problem. So we're not talking about where the kifui is already in the chavis. We're talking about what's merely in the bar. At that point, that's going to be enough. Break the Gemara Kash. So the Tanakama in this braisa said that what's the shear? When are you chayv and shumas and maestras for yayin? Once it's yeir labar v'yikra. Rabbi Kiva says mishiyish labachavis. Then no, just because it's in the bar. And even if there was kippoy already, that's not enough for it to be chayv and shumas and maestras. When is a chayv and shumas and maestras midei raisa? Where you're shayev, where you take the wine and you put it into the chavis. Rashi's lashon is mishayish lahayayim minabar lihi nasein b'chavis, with the intention of putting in the chavis. But the point is, according to the Tanakama in this braisa, when are you chayv and shumas and maestras for yayin? When it enters the bar, the yikfa. When are you chayv and koren Rabbi Akiva? When it enters the bar, this kipoy, but there's one more step. And you remove the wine from the bar with the intention of putting it in the chavis. So really what you have is a stira, sayin the chachamim, and sayin Rabbi Akiva. In the previous Mishnah, we said, which we found was a braisa, yayin mishayir the bar, that was the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva said, Misha Yikfer. Over here, the sheet of the Tanakama, assuming it's the same Tanakama, it's the same Chachamim, is Yayim Mishayer Labar Viyikfer, which was Rabbi Akiva's sheet in the previous Braisa. And here, Rabbi Akiva is even more makel. He says, Misha Yish Labachavius. That even if it's in the bar, even if there's kippur, you have to be Shoilet from the Chavius. So which one is it? So the Gemara, Tirtzanami, Lachka Maisa, you're right. You have a stira, and the only way you added a stira is by being metargame the original brisa. Yai mishyer labar v'yikva, kiva yai mishyish labachavius. So you have to go back, you have to do some surgery to the original brisa, and you have to say that when the chachamim said yai mishyer labar, they don't mean mishyer labar. That alone isn't enough. It's mishyer labar v'yikva. Where Yakiva said mishyikva, it's not really what he meant. What he meant was mishyikva, and you did the next step as well. V'yish labachavius. But the Gemara says, that's very nice. So the two brises, I mean, it's a doichik, but it's a way out of the brayse. But the problem is our Mishnah. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that when does something become Yayin Esech? When it's Yered Labar. So the Mishnah was Mashma, Yered Labar is going to be enough. It doesn't even mention the word Yikva. Till now we thought, who was the Tana of our Mishnah? We thought it was the Tanakama. That holds that when it comes to Chumas and Maestris, Yayin Mishnah Yered Labar. But now you're telling me that even the Tanakama in Maestris holds, it's not Mishnah Yered Labar, that's not enough. It's Mishayer Lavar V'yikva. And Rabbi Akiva, who had said Mishayer Lavar V'yikva, he really holds Mishayish Labachavis. But there's no Tana in the Braisa or the Mishnah that discusses the halachis of Maestris that holds Yer Lavar is enough for it to be considered wine. Who's then the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, as it relates to Yayin Nesech, it's Achi Yair Labar. So the Gemara says, Lema Tlasa Tanai? Should we say that there's really three Tanam? This is the Tana of the Mishnah Masechta Zavid Zara, that holds that Yayin is considered Yayin once it's Yair Labar. There's the Tanakama of the two Brises, more clear in the second Brisa, edited in the first Brisa, that holds Misha Yair Labar V'yikfa, meaning it's in the bar and the Chartzana was separated from the wine itself. And then finally, there's Rabbi Akiva Shita, who Rabbi Akiva holds that it has to go to the bar, you need the kifui, and you need one more step. You have to be shayla. You have to take the wine out of the bar in order for it to be nigma malachta. So the three tanam, the Gemara says, lo yishani yayin nesech, dachmiru beirabon. It could be, no, it's not three shitas. It could be there's two shitas linya meiser, and there's one shita linya yayin nesech. As it relates to meisris, that's mechlekes Rabbi Akiva, and the chachot. Our Mishnah has a different definition of when we look at wine as being complete. Yeah, our Mishnah is discussing a different sugya. Our Mishnah is discussing Yayin Esach. Yayin Esach is very chomer, as we're going to see soon. Very chomer. I mean, the Yayin Esach is very chomer. The chomer machmer. And the Chachamim said that it's we look at the wine as being wine before you remove it from the bar, even before the kifur took place. Once it's in the bar itself, that alone would be enough for it to be considered wine. But the Gemara says, Ulirava deloishani le. But according to Rava, who didn't want to answer that, meaning we started off the sugi with a steer. We said, the Mishnah says that when is wine considered wine in Yayin Esach? Once it's in the bar. The kasha was, is a Mishnah Masechtas Maestris, where the Mishnah says, when is wine considered wine in Yayin Maestris? When it's in the bar and the chatzanim are separated from the wine itself. And the Gemara thought it was a great kasha. We have a whole Amid Gemara, short Amid, but we have a whole Amid Gemara nonetheless that discusses this stira. Now, if you're going to tell me there's a chilik between Yayin Nesach and Maestris, and Yayin Nesach is more chamer, then this whole sugi is dead on arrival. Then there's no sugi over here. Loi kash, kan Yayin Nesach, kan Maestris. And as much as Maestris, Tevel, is something that's very chamer, Misa B'dei Shamayim, Zar, Truma, the Taroivis, the Lam de Shirashi on the top of the Amid yesterday that we didn't go into, there's so much chumra, you would think, in the sugis of Tevel, but Yayin Nesach is even more chamer. So Yayin Nesach bar is treated. Wine is treated as wine once in the bar. But as it relates to Maestris, whatever. Misha Yikva, Rabbi didn't say that. Rabbi got involved and already, Hamani, one is the Rabbanon, one's Rabbi Akiva. So the Chura Rabbi, who started this whole sugya, and he didn't want to answer, one is Yayin Esach and one is not, that means Yayin Esach and Maestris is the same sugya. If that's the case, you have three shittas over here. You have the shita of the Mishnah that holds wine is considered wine once it enters the bar. You have the shita of the Tanakama of the Brises. Again, Moma Furish in the second Brisa. Edited in the first brisa that holds Mishayeri Labar V'yikfa as it separates in the bar. And then you have the third sheet, the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, which is Mishayish L'Bachavius. Even after the stage of Kifo, you have to remove it from the bar in order for it to be treated in wine. So is it going to be three Tanoi? So the Gemara says, yeah. The Rabbi L'Shani Le'Bukam La Kitlasa Tanoi. The Mishnah said, Masha B'bar Aser V'Hashar Muter. So the halacha, the Mishnah, which we saw in the Gemara, was the Mishnah Rishayna. The Funda didn't pass him like the Mishnah Rishayna was, that wine is considered wine le'inya yayin esach once it enters the bar. But until it enters the bar, it's not considered wine. Oh my, Rav Funda said, lo'ishan welesh le'hichser gargusni le'gas, aval hichsi gargusni le'gas, also. So now we get introduced to another part of the winemaking process, something that we discussed, but for the first time inside, the gargusni was the strainer that was beneath the shoot. It was separating the shoot from the bar. Gas goes down the chute. We don't have a name for that yet. Gargusni, that's this strainer where everything is going to be separated, or not everything, but some of it is going to be separated. And beneath it, you're going to have the bar. So it says, Rav Huna, sometimes in the gargusni itself, it was a keli for itself. And wine would sometimes get stuck in the gargusni. If the guy in the winemaking process would take the wine in the gargusni, go up to the gas, dump it into the gas, at that point, everything in the gas is going to be awesome. So ordinarily, masha b'gas is mutter. Again, according to the Mishnah Rishayna. But even the Mishnah Rishayna that holds that what's in the gas b'uta is mutter, that's only true if you didn't take the wine from the gargusni and dump it into the gas. If you dumped it into the gas, it's going to be awesome. Frey Tosfos, why don't you say, bittel b'raiv, you would think that the gas was much bigger than the gargusni. So any little bit of wine that you have in the gargusni should be bottled. So really the sugi is a bit of beroiv as relates to yayin. Later in the Masechta, some geshmaka, hashtag raid type sugi is mendamine like bottle, v'chula v'chula. But the bottom line is, says Rav Huna, this whole halach is true if you didn't take the wine in the gargusni and put it back in the gas. But if you took the wine in the gargusni, it's, but the Gemara says gargusni gufa b'maikom etzer. Why? Why is that true? L'chura, where was the gargusni? The gargusni is above. Any wine that's in the gargusni is coming from the gas. It never went to the bar, the wine in the bar is also. So if you assume that there's wine from the bar in the gargusni, I got it. Meaning, if Rafuna would say, if you took wine from the bar, you dumped it into the gas, is also. Okay, yeah, verstehtsach. The wine in the bar is also. If you put it into the gas, now the wine in the gas is also going to be also. I bittel, whatever. But that would make a lot of sense. But the gargusni itself, how did the wine in the gargusni ever become also? The gargusni is on top of the bar. And the wine doesn't become also, even according to the most stringent position in the Mishnah Rishayna, until it comes to the bar itself. Right, says the Gemara. So, gargusni gufa b'maiko mitzra, says the Gemara, I know what you're going to tell me, benitzok. You're probably going to say that being that there's a straight flow, a constant flow of liquid that's coming from the gargusni to the bar, so that, what's called in halacha, nitzok, that flow is considered a chibor. So we look at it as if the wine in the bar is connected to the wine in the gargusni. This is halacha in mikvah. It's halacha in different areas in Shas. So says the Gemara, shma mina nitzok chibor? Is that what we should spar? Should we walk away from this sugya from Rav Huna's halacha and say that I have a maru mokim the next time I learn the sugyas of nitzok and say, avidazor nunvav on the days, 56b, shitas Rav Huna, as it relates to the ayin nesach, that nitzok is a chibor? The Gemara says no. Gintani Rav Chia, shepich was asked a similar kasha. It's a kasha lekamon ayin beis on the base, and over there Reb Chia gave an answer. He made an ikimta in a wine press and said that sometimes the bar would fill up so high that the wine in the bar would actually be nesarev with the wine in the gargusni. Because remember, the gargusni has holes in it, so the wine can come from the bar up just like it goes there. So sometimes it's possible for the bar to be so loaded with wine that it would actually be nesarev with the wine in the gargusni. So we'll make the same akimta over here. That's what Rav Huna was talking about. In a case where it was pichsasai bairai, where you had the wine actually being nesarev, meaning the wine in the pit was actually nesarev with the wine in the gargusni. Over there you have wine from the bar. You have wine in the bar. Now you mix it again. Feshteitzach, it's going to be awesome. Zok the Gemara. On the topic again of when exactly wine is considered wine, as it relates to the halachas of Yayin Esach, the Mishnah said, Achiyer Labar. We saw potentially, according to Rava, it's really three shittas. Achiyer Labar, Misha Yikfe, and Misha Yishla B'chavias. But this was all in the Mishnah Rishayna. There was a Mishnah Achrayna that took a much more stringent position. The Mishnah Achrayna said that even Gas Pa'uta, even the Oiske Klapta Anovim that are in the gas, that's in the upper area, even those juices are not looked at as Anovim anymore. Even those juices are looked at as wine. L'may Nafkimina, if a guy touches it, and we saw another Nafkimina. Could a Yid be Doirech with an Oivike Chavim in the gas? Is he allowed to take a job for a non-Jewish wine press, and his job is going to be to trample on those grapes that are in the gas? If you look at the liquids in the gas as being Yayin Nesach, then you can't, because you're not going to have anah from Yayin Nesach. If you don't look at it as being Yayin Nesach, then it's not Yayin Nesach. As a result, it's going to be mutter. Sakhti Gemara, who Yanuka, there was a child. The Tana Avidus Kechavin, Beshishni. See, he was 6 years old, and he already knew Hilchas Avodas Kechavim. Bo'mine, they came, they asked the Mishailah. So I don't know if they asked the Mishailah because, you know, they wanted, he was like the Rav, he was the Paisik, or they asked the Mishailah, they were Pasha testing him. So Bo'mine, Ma'u Lidroich Ema'evi Kechavim Begas. Pretty straightforward question. I mean, it's a Mishnah Rishayna, it's a Mishnah Achrayna, it's a Sugya. I'm sure if you go through the Taisus and it's a little more complicated. But that was the Shaila. The Shaila was, are you allowed to be Dorichim Ma'evi Kechavim Begas? Amalahu, so he was a Mekel, he Paskin. Amalahu, he said, Dorichim Ma'evi Kechavim Begas. It's okay. But they had a follow-up question. Said, V'kam an Asach V'yadi, why aren't you worried that guy's going to touch the wine when it's in the gas? Shouldn't that be an issue? So he could have said, maybe it's not wine at that point. That would be the position of the Mishnah Rishayna. But the Mishnah Achrayna didn't hold that way. Mishnah Achrayna held that, no, we do look at it as wine. So, assuming the Mishnah Achrayna, that was the question. Why are you worried that he's going to touch the wine? And if he touches it, maybe he'll be menasech at Lavi Dazara. That is the chashash of Yayin. So why aren't you worried about that whole issue? So he told him it's Sirelulyade. It's true. My hope heter, my psak is only true if you tie the guy's hands there. So if he doesn't have his hands, then yeah, he has no way of being Manasseh Lavay Dazara. If you know for sure he wasn't Manasseh Lavay Dazara, then it's gonna be okay. Which by the way is gonna be a major theme in the next few dafen. Is there an isser of Yayin Shenaga by Oyve Kechavim when you know for sure that the guy wasn't Manasseh Lavay Dazara? So if you leave a bottle of wine that's not Mavushal on your dining room table and the guy that cleans up, and then your oops, You know for sure she wasn't menasachet l'avodah zara, she's an atheist, whatever. She wasn't menasachet l'avodah zara. People aren't really menasach so much l'avodah zara today, right? So the question is, are you okay? Is it a problem or is it not a problem? So this is, again, one of the real themes coming up here. But that was what they told him. So that was what he baskin the child. He said, oh, if you tie up his hands, he wasn't menasach l'avodah zara, so you have nothing to worry about. But he's never come menasach beregel. Why are you worried about his feet? So he said, no, nisach deregel, lo shmei nisach. He was a poisik, banging out, pisking. He says, you have nothing to worry about. You can be derech and agas. You just have to make sure the guy's hands are tied. Feet, I'm not worried about feet. Zokti Gemara, it's not so posh. It's really, if a guy touches wine with his feet. There was a story. It was in Arda, where there was a yid and a guy, and they were both trampling on wine together with their feet. They brought the shayel to Shmuel. And Shmuel didn't want to paskin right away. He waited klasa rigli. He waited chal shugalim before he issued a psar. Meaning, he said he needed to wait a little bit. Why three regalim? So Rashi says, "Shayu miskapzim l'shmoya drasha hilchas pesach bepesach hilchas atzeres baatzeres hilchas chag bechag." Now Shmuel lived in Bavel, right? Rav lived in Eretz Yisrael in Bavel. Shmuel lived in Bavel. It sounds like there used to be oilu rega to Shmuel in Bavel to hear drashas. So that's a conversation for another day. But either way, v'shaye Shmuel klasa rigli. Shmuel waited three regalim before he issued a psak. So the Gemara says, "My time. What was Shmuel? What did he want to hear from these chachamim?" Is it because there's a machlokes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, wine of a yid that was touched by a guy? So you know you're not allowed to drink it. What about hana? Could you have hana from it? Could you not have hana from it? So the Gemara is about to bring a brisa. It's a machlokes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, and with Shmuel maybe waiting around to see whether the halacha is like the Rabbanon. Or is that halacha like Rav Nosson? So that's why he waited three regalim. He wanted to get clear, hear from different rabbanim who had Messiah from their rabbeim, to find out what's the halacha as it relates to the iser hana of wine of a year that was touched by a guy. Tanya, we learned to the price of mother doy, baby yad, baby regal, you mocha. If a guy measured wine with his hand or with his foot, you could sell it, meaning you could have hana from it. You mocha implies you can't drink it, but it also implies you could sell it, meaning you could have hana. Rav Nosson aimer biyad aser, biregel muter. That biyad, it's aser. Meaning you can't even sell it, you can't even have hana. So maybe Shmuel's waiting around to see whether lochas are Rav Nosson. But what's the problem? Imadam Rav Nosson, read Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson that said that Yayin, Shenoga by Oyve Kechavim is Osir, he clearly said Biyad. But Beregom Yomar, did he say it's Osir if the guy touches it with his foot? And the Maisa Shahoya Kachoya was, Ahu Uvdav Dahabim in Arda, the Dashu Yisrael by Vikechavim, Dashu Mi. With their feet. So Rav Nosson doesn't have to do with anything. Rav Nosson clearly says that Beregom it's going to be Mutter, or at least it's not going to be Asa Bahana. So you can't tell me that Shmuel waited around three regalim to find out if the halacha is like Rav Nosson and the Chacham, whether Maga Oive Kechavim creates Isser Hana, because the Chitin Shas that holds that it creates Isser Hana is Rav Nosson. And Rav Nosson clearly said it only Biyad, not Beregel. So the Machlekes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim have no bearings to this Maisa. So Shmuel's waiting around. He's not sure what the halacha is. He wants to hear from the Chachamim. What was his suffix? His suffix was whether it's Aser Bahana, it's definitely not Aser Bahana. Rav Nosson, who's the one that holds, he's the machmer that holds. When a guy touches wine, it becomes Aser Bahana. He said it only biyad, not prayer. So what did he want to hear? Elodi mashkach natana deshari ki Rav Shimon ishar yafilu b'shtiyah. He knew from Rav Nosson that Rav Nosson said biyad Aser, but beregel mutter. It was implied from that braisa that there is a concept of Yayin Nesech, if a guy touches wine, even with his foot, right? Read the brayos again. Mother, though, if the guy measured it, bein biyad, bein beregel, yimocher. What does that mean, yimocher? Sell it, but you can't drink it, even if he touched it with his foot. And even Rav Nosson, that's machmer. Okay, so he was only machmer biyad, he wasn't machmer beregel, but he's moida, that beregel, it's going to be awesome. So muscharishin, at this point, the understanding would be, based on this maisa, if a guy touches wine, even with his foot, it's going to be Asa B'Shtiya. But Shmuel knew there's a Shitas Rav Shimon. Shitas Rav Shimon is the Kaman Daf Samech Amid Beis, where Rav Shimon holds that it could be if a guy touches wine, Shaloi B'Kavana L'Nasech, it could be over there, it's going to be Mut. Like we mentioned earlier, it could be the only time Maga Oiv Kechavim creates an Isayayi Nasech is if it's done with the intention to be menasech. Otherwise, like if somebody falls into a pit, tomorrow's daf is going to talk about a child that doesn't even understand the concept of the ayin nesach. So let's say say a tinik ben yoima, your guy touches wine, it becomes aser, it's tomorrow, it's the whole daf tomorrow. So the same idea. So the question is, does it become aser or does it not become aser? And he knew there was a shita to Reb Shimon that it's mutter. So he held that according to Reb Shimon, that if somebody touches yayin, and you know for sure it wasn't done, adayta tachi to me menasech, it's mutter. So l'chur, in this case, where they were just jumping on the wine, so l'chur, you would think it should be mutter, but he wasn't sure if the halachas like Reb Shimon. So he waited around to hear, shalish regalim, hear from the chachamim that came, do you know if the halachas like Reb Shimon? Because had somebody told him the halachas like Reb Shimon, in that case, he would have been, not ba'anob, of course it's going to be mutter. The only one that holds, ma'agoy v'kechavim is also b'anaz, Reb Nasser, Reb Nasser clearly said it's b'yad, not b'regel. But he held, maybe the halachas like Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds, you need kavon on l'nisuch, we'll see shittas Reb Shimon again, much better in the next few days. So Shail was, if the halachas like Reb Shimon, then sefank nishtan, Reb Shimon doesn't hold like Reb Nasser and the chavim, that shita b'chura, b'regel would be mutter if you hold like Reb Shimon, and that's what he was waiting out to see whether the halach is like Reb Shimon. Exhale. So before we end, just two ha'aris, and this is really an introduction to the latter part of the Masechta. It's just it's a miktsas introduction. It's as much an introduction, I think, as we can do, considering the fact that we didn't really learn the Gemaras. Again, these Gemaras are very intertwined, so it's very difficult to start going through the halachas. You know, today we spoke about a goy touching wine. There's a lot of interesting halacha lemaise that everybody's probably wondering. We're going to have to wait until the end of the week to really learn the Gemaras, to have even a basic elementary, a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch type of understanding of what those halachas are. Because each halacha comes from the Gemara, and these are Gemaras that we just simply didn't learn yet. But either way, just a little bit of an introduction. So, if you remember from the second perek of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, perek Eim Aminim, there were three Mishnayos that discussed foods that belong to a guy, whether they are Aser or Mutter. There was the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah discussed Eilu Dvarim Shalai V'Kechavim that are Asurin V'Isurin Isra Hanah. There was the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Eilu Dvarim Shalai V'Kechavim that are Asurin V'Ein Isurin Isra Hanah. And then there was a third Mishnah, a Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, which discussed V'Eilu Mutarin Ba'Achila. The first Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim Shalai V'Kechavim Asurin V'Isurin Isra'na, says the Mishnah, item number one. So this was the number one item that was mentioned in those very Geshmak Sugyas. Hayay. Yayin Shalevi Kechavim is Aser, and it's Aser Ba'na as well. And again, when we talk about Yayin Shalevi Kechavim, it means three things. It means wine that a guy physically poured the Avodah Zarah. It's Aser, Yisur, and Isra'na. It means Stam Yayin Shalevi Kechavim, wine that a guy produced. Asur of Yisur and Yisra'na. And it means even Yayin Shal Yisrael, Shenaga by Yerv Dikichavim, even a Yid's wine that was touched by a guy, all three of those types of wines are Yisur and Yisur and Yisra'na. Says the Gemara, Yayin, you know, how do you know that Yayin Shal Yerv Dikichavim is Asur? Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Akra, it's the first Gemara, Chavtes Amit Beis, Asher Chelev Zivachema Yoychelu, Yishte Yeyan Nesicham. We're Makish, Yayin that a guy pours Lavi Dazara, to a zevach, a carbon that a guy brings lavoi de zara. And ma zevach asabano, af yayinami asabano. Vizevach kufim inol, how do you know that a zevach is aser? Dechsiv, something the Gemara brings many times. Vayitz medula baal pa'ar, vayoichlu zivche mesim, ma mes asabano, af zevach nami asabano. So the Gemara says, yayin minol, how do you know that yayin is aser? The Gemara gave it teretz. What was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara said that we know that any zevach that's brought lavoi de zara has a din of zivche mesim. In other words, in layman's terms, it's aser bahana. Yayin that's poured lavoi de zara should be no different than an animal that's offered up lavoi de zara. Thus, it's tekreves lavoi de zara. Tekreves lavoi de zara is aser bahana. So the Gemara's question was, yayin minallah, and how do you know that wine is aser? V'isur nisrana, what was the teretz? What do you mean? It's tekreves lavoi de zara. And tekreves lavoi de zara is aser bahana. Frey toises. Tema, first toisa chav tes amid beis. What are you talking about? Our Mishnah is not discussing yayin nesech only. Our Mishnah, when it says yayin, means three things, as we've said so many times. It means yayin that a guy poured lavoi de zara. True, doesn't mean that. It also means stam yayin nam shaloyv de kechavim. Meaning just like cholav akum is aser and pas akum is aser, yayin shaloyv de kechavim is aser as well. And it even means yayin shal yisrael shenagabay. There's no one that's going to hold that if a guy opens your fridge and he touches your milk, that it's not cholav yisrael anymore. Yayin is very chomer. Yayin, if a guy touches it, already becomes yayin shaloyv de kechavim. But the point is, we're not necessarily talking about wine that was poured lavoi de zara. What we mean is any yayin of a guy. And that wine, Freik Toisvis, is definitely not Zivchei Mesim. It's not the Kravis Lavoi de Zara. Zavazok to Gemara Yayin Minolon. Because it's Zivchei Mesim, it's the Kravis Lavoi de Zara. That's a good answer for category A. But what about category B? What about category C? Look, you didn't answer. And Toisvis says, really, to add Kasha to the Kasha, there's another Gemara, a Gemara that it's impossible to forget. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara over there discussed that the Chachamim were Geyser, Piton, Shamnam, Yenam, Uvnei Sam. And these were all from the Yud Ches Dvarim. The Yud Ches Dvarim that were enacted where there was a vote between Talmidim of Shammai, Talmidim of Hill. And the Gemara clarified a little bit better. And the Gemara said that the Chachamim said that Pas Akim and Shem and Akim is Asa. You know why? Gzeirah Mishum Yayin of a guy. And Yayin of a guy is Asa because we're afraid Mishum they say it. What the Gemara calls Chasnus. We're afraid that you're going to come to intermarriage. So it says Toisvis, Lechur have a steer between the two Gemaras. I have a Gemara of Tesla Medeis, but the Gemara says that why is Yayin Asr, it's also because it's Yayin Esech. But I have another Gemara, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that says the reason Yayin is Asr is from Yud Ches Dvarim, the Chachamim asked it, Mishum Chasnos. So how do you make sense of this Gemara Minei Ubei? Why should Stam Yayinam be Asr because of Tekrevis Lavei Dazara? Stam Yayinam is not Tekrevis Lavei Dazara. And also, how do you reconcile the two Gemaras? Says Tosfos, and really, all the Rishonim cannot say the same thing, that you have to say the way this worked was as follows. The Chachamim said that there are certain foods that a yid should not eat from a guy. And the reason is, lest it lead to socializing, mingling, intermarriage, v'chule, v'chule. That's a very, very bad thing. We don't want that to happen. So the Chachamim said, Pas Akum, Aser. Shemen Akum, Aser. Bishol Akum, Rashi says in the Mishnah Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Aser. Yayin Shal Akum, Aser. All these things were Aser. Stating that, Pas Akum, which is Aser, is only Aser b'achila. It's not asav hana. Bishol akum, which is asav, is only asav achila. It's not asav hana. Shemen akum, before they were matered, is only asav achila. It's not asav hana. Yayin is in the first Mishnah, Choftes Amid Beis. It's in the Mishnah that says, Elu dvarim shalo evde kechavim asurim v'yisur yisra hana. This is Yayin Nesach 101. It's not only asav b'shtiyah. It's even asav hana. Cholav akum is not asav b'hana. It's only asav b'achila. So this is something that's way more chomer than all the other things mentioned in the parak. It's Asr even Bahana. And the Gemara's Kasha was Minala. I know the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We all know the Yod Ches Dvarim. This is Aleph Beis. We learned that in the beginning of the Daf Yomi cycle. That's in the first Parak of Masechta Shabbos. This is something that everybody should know. Yod Ches Dvarim, and one of them is all these things. Yeinam, Shamnam, Pitan. But the question is, the why is Yayin, Manishtana Yayin, from Shemen and Pas, they're all included in the same Gzeira. They're all part of the same Yod Ches Dvarim. So why Pas, Shemen, Bishul, all these other things? Well, only Asa Bachila. Why was Yayin Asa Bana? And that is the teethkite of the Gemara's Kasha. Yayin minala. The Gemara is not asking what's pshat in the ikur takonas yayin. The Gemara is assuming we know that. But the Gemara's question is, why is it in this Mishnah? Why is it in Chavtes Amid Beis? It should have been in Lamed Hei Amid Beis. It should have been together with Cholov and Shemen. And why is it here? And that, the Teretz is, that being that there's a concept, there's an idea of Yayin Esach, and Yayin Esach is Tekrevis Lavei Dazara, meaning Yayin Esach is also even Bahana. So there is a Yayin that's Aser Behana. So when the Chachamim went and the Chachamim said that Stam Yayinim is also going to be Aser, the Chachamim said that we're going to view it as Yayin Esach. So, meaning, you're right. If there was no idea of Yayin Esach, Stam Yayin would anyways be Aser. It would be Aser because of Chasnas. But the reason the Chachamim went and said that it should be Aser Bahana is being that there's anyways an idea of Yayin Esach. So the Chachamim said, Stam Yayinim is going to be viewed as Yayin Esach. A tremendous chumra. Why? Why can Yayin Esach be Yayin Esach and Stam Yayinim be Stam Yayinim? But that's the idea. The idea is that the Chachamim said that Stam Yayinim is going to be viewed as Yayin Esach, and the Gemara's Kasha Minon was Minon that it's also about no, and the answer is Yayin Esach, because Yayin Esach really is also about no. Midday writes like the Gemara brings it, Zivchei Mesim. The Ran says it a little differently. The Ran says it maybe a little bit more balabatish, if you look at the Lashon Aran versus the Lashon of Tosfos, the Ran says, the Chumash just don't want people to confuse it. We know that Yayin Esach is Aser, we know that Stam Yayinim is Aser. If you're going to say that this one you could sell, that one you can't sell, people are going to start selling the Yayin Esach also. So lest people get confused, it's just a smart way of going about it, said the Ran. But really, there's no reason that Stam Yayinim should be Aser B'Hanah. It's only Aser B'Hanah because there is a Yayin Esach. That's really Aser B'Hanah. So Chum said that this should be Aser B'Hanah as well. So if you think about it then, the origin of the Iser Yayin, somebody asks you, why is Yayin Aser? You say, Yayin Esach, right? No, it's not so simple. The reason Yayin is Aser is really a two-part Iser. It came about, the origin of it, the history of it, the rest of the story, is really it was a two-part takana. The ikur takana of Yayin was Mishum B'nei Seyem. It was Mishum Chasnas, just like Shemen, just like Bishol, just like Pas. But the Chachamim gave it a Hisofas Iser. The Tosefes Iser is Iser Hana, and that's because Yayin Nesach is also, and even though Stam Yenim is not Yayin Nesach, but at the same time, the Chachamim didn't want people to get confused between Yayin Nesach and Stam Yenim. So if Yayin Nesach is going to be Aser Hano, we're going to make this Aser Behano as well. One thing is clear, if you think about it, it sounds like we're not for the Yudches Dvarim. We're for the Issa Yayin Nesach alone, there would be no Issa B'Stam Yenim. Right, Yayin Nesach itself was not the reason that Stam Yayin was also. Just like Yud Ches Dvarim wasn't a reason for the Yayin to be also Bahana, so too Yayin Nesach wasn't a reason for the Stam Yayin to be also B'Shtiyah. It was only once the Chachamim felt that we have to make wine also, so now you have an Issa Yayin, the Chachamim said, let's treat it as Yayin Nesach. The Ran shouldn't get confused, Tosfos is more of a lumdus, but the point is that Yayin Nesach is not the reason that Stam Yayin is also B'Shtiyah, in as much as the Yud Ches Dvarim is not the reason that Stam Yenam is Aser Bahana. The Iker Isser is because of the Yud Ches Dvarim. Once there was a takon of the Yud Ches Dvarim, the Chachamim imposed on top of that. Again, this is an important yusoid if you want to understand the sugyas of Yayin and not to get confused. Yud Ches Dvarim, Yayin Esach, it is a little bit confusing. And Tosfos addresses it right in the beginning of the sugya. It's literally chapter 1, verse 1 in the sugyas that began on Chavtes on the days, the very, very first Tosfos. But the question then is as follows. We know that Yayin Mevushel is not subject to the laws of Yayin Esach. So, even the biggest machmer in the world, if someone's going to come, a guy, and touches Yayin Mevushel, I shouldn't say the biggest machmer in the world, but the point is that even the machmirim, you would think that Yayin Mevushel is not going to be us. And Pashit, I think if you ask the man on the street, why is Yayin Mevushel not subject to Yayin Esach? So if you thought about it, he's probably going to tell you, and he'd be partially right, based on a Gemara, Chavtesam and Beis on the bottom, where the Gemara says that Imishum in Tsuchi, the Gemara but they was talking about Yayin Mevushel, the Goyim were not Menasach Yayin Mevushel. Yayin Mevushel, you weren't allowed to pour Yayin Mevushel on the Mizbeach. It was considered somewhat repulsive. So Yayin Mevushel, you would never offer up to an Avodah Zarah. Certainly, on the Mizbeach, it was never offered. So the thought Pasha would be, because they were never Menasach it. Abishtalzach, the Fraga, that would be good if the reason Stam Yenam is Aser is because of an Issa Yayin Esach. But we just explained, I hope, that the reason Stam Yenam is Aser is not because of Yayin Esach. It's Mishum Neseim. It's because of an Issa Chasnos. So if that's the case, why should Yayin Mevushel be Mutter? If the Iker Iser Shtir is because of Yayin Nesach, so you'll tell me they're not Menasach the Yayin. But if the Iker Iser Shtiyah is not because of Yayin Nesach, it's because of Yud Ches Dvarim. So you don't have Chasnus when it comes to Yayin Mevushel? Why is Yayin Mevushel worse than Shemen Akum? Why is it worse than Pas Palter? Why is it worse than Bishol Akum? Luchur, at the end of the day, it's Yayin. It's something that people drink in social settings, and one thing could lead to another. That was the whole Sugya Daf Lamed Vav on the base. So Luchur, Shtelzach the Fraga, what's the difference then between regular Yayin? You know who asks the Kasha? All the Rishonim. Every Rishon asks this Kasha. And as you would expect, there's different terutzim that are said in the Rishonim. The Rosh says, he's so bothered with this Kasha, you have to say that it was so uncommon to be Mevashel wine, the Yayin Mevushel was Leishchicha, and Musel Leishchicha Legazel B'Rabban. By the way, non-kosher wine is all not Mevushel, right? We are Mevashel our wines because of this issue. Because what are you going to drink at a bar mitzvah if you don't have Yayin Mevushel? Some Mevashel wines, Mevashel expensive wines. But the whole idea is so people should have what to drink. But really, nobody's Mevashel wine today. And even the whole Bishul today, it's not the, or it's called the pasteurizing. And there's so much, there were tshuvas that were written by Gedali Yisrael. And, you know, any contemporary work on wine, Rabbi Aviv's Yayin Meshumer, or Wine, Whiskey, and Halacha by Rav Shraga Kalas. But you go through any of these modern contemporary works, you have half the book, or Sefer, talks about this pasteurization process. Thank you, because, the question is it, they cook it for like 30 seconds, they run it through a pipe. No one's Mavashal wine today, it's Mafig the town. Why would you do it? So it was considered a Milsul Eishchicha. Milsul Eishchicha, Legazer B'Rabban. Really, it should be Aser. There's no reason in Svar or not, but it's a Milsul Eishchicha, Legazer B'Rabban. The Rajbe says that when the Chabad made the takana, they made it on Yayin, more of a lumbus. Yayin, nish Yayin Mevushel. Yayin Mevushel is under a shem. There's a shem Levi. It's Yayin Mevushel. It's not Yayin. As a result, it's not going to be us. Some say that there was no chasnus by Yayin Mevushel. The chasnus comes from real good wine.
But wine that's not so perfect, even though there's some alcoholic content there, but Chomnev acid whiskey, for example, Mishum Chasnas, it had to be the real proper wine in order to have it. There's no vodka, Isser, or v'chulu, v'chulu. It's Tafka wine. Yayim v'vushel? Yeah, it could be. You can get a buzz from Yayim v'vushel, but it's not Yayim. So if it's not Yayim, at the end of the day, it's not that mashka ha-chashuva that's going to bring l'day chasas. But either way, again, that's just a little bit of it. What about wine of a yid that was touched by a guy? Is that because of the nesech problem? Is that related to the chasnas problem? So again, that we're going to have to wait until the end of the week after we discuss, go through the entire sugya. But just one other point that's worth mentioning, and that is when you talk about yayin nesech, so yayin nesech, even though at first glance, stam yet. Now the real yayin nesech is also medei raisa. It's the krevis lavi dezara. That's mayitz medula balpar vayoichlo mizif chemesim. But stam yenom and yayin shel yisrael shenaga ba'ev dichob. That's not also medei raisa. That's also medei rabbanon. And usually, whenever you deal with something that's only also medei rabbanon, there's a koyach de'atera. You always have a safik drabbanon lekula. That's usually the way poskim treat things that are also medei rabbanon. But when it comes to the isra yayin, it's just the opposite. Yayin is very, very chomer in halacha. And just to bring out the chomer of yayin, just a few things. Number one, yayin is related to the yud ches dvarim. And anytime you talk about the yud ches dvarim, you have to remember the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said, Bakoil, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said it. Yochel levato bezin divrei bezin chaveret. Right, we went through the Rambam, beginning of Perek Beis Hilchos Mamrim, when a later bezin has a right to override something that a previous bezin enacted. Said Rabbi Yochanan, even if you're going to meet all the criteria, where the second bezin technically should be able to be mevatel divrei bezin chaveret. But there's still an exception to the rule. What's the exception? Chutz mishmoyna osa davar, v'yud ches dvarim, sha'afilu yovei Eliyo u'beiz dinai ein shayim aloi. Even if Eliyo HaNavi's Bezdin would come, it would be awesome. So stam yef Eliyo HaNavi would come today, Zal Hashem kumen, and he would say, yayin stam yein is mutter. You wouldn't listen to Eliyo HaNavi. No, the psak in halacha would be the badatz would still say it's awesome. You can't pass in that way. Because it doesn't matter who comes. Afilu Eliyo u'beiz dinai do not have an ability to be mevatel divrei bezin chaver, because it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim. So right away, right out of the gate, you know that you're dealing with something chamor. It's interesting that the iser of yayin is related to yayin esech. Iser hanos, tam yayin. Again, we're going to go through the sugyas better during the week. But definitely it boils down to a chshash of a sheiches to the iser avei dezar. By stam yayinam, the iser hanos shabai, by when a guy touches wine, there's more of a chshash nisuch. It's based on that the Rivash says, listen to this chiddush. The Rivash says that if somebody puts a gun to your head and he says, drink stam yeinam, I'll kill you. You have to take the bullet. You can't drink the stam yeinam. It's yaharu gaval yav. Says the Rivash, it's not such a chiddush. Because we know, avay gazar gilarai shvichas domen, that the three averes chamuris that are yaharu gaval yav. But the Rishonim say, it's not only the ikariser, the abizrayu, the ancillary yisurim, are also included. Says the Rivash, being that stam yenam is related to avodah zarah, it has a din of abizrayu da avodah zarah. Abizrayu da avodah zarah is yaharig v'yavar. So where is it more lemaisa? That case is probably not so shchiach. Where it's more lemaisa is you have a chol she'esh by sakana, and the doctors say he has to drink stam yenam. So can we give him the stam yenam or not? Usually the halach is machilin oisei akal akal. We give him whatever he needs. But yayin nesach, says Rivash, you can't give him because it's Yohar Gvayavar, so you can't even give it to a chayla sheyesh by sakana. We don't paskin like this, Rivash. But if you take a look in the Chachmas Adam, so the Chachmas Adam is Tiridea, what the Chay Adam is Tirichayim. Baal Chay Adam wrote the Chay Adam and Erichayim, wrote the Chachmas Adam on Yeridea. And the Chachmas Adam writes in Yeridea that even though the halach is not like the Rivash, but if somebody wants to take on the Rivash, he has a right to take on the Rivash. Unbelievable chiddush halacha. So it's interesting. You have an idea that it's not yoharig v'yaver. That's not the psak in Shulchan Aruch because we don't pass like the Rivash. But at the same time, if somebody wanted to take on the Rivash, he would have a gerecht to go like this Rivash. What's another place you find this, by the way? So it sounds like a person has a choice to be mal pnei chaver berabim or jump into a kivshan eish. Which one do you do? You jump into a kivshan eish. I thought it's only three things that are yoharig v'yaver. It comes out it's four. So Taisus says a teretz, the Rosh says it's included in Shvichas Dam, and the Meiri says, look, read the Gemara carefully. It didn't say Chayev. It said Noyach Levadam. You have a right to. Meaning usually, you're not allowed to. Because the Chayev and the Lo Shiyamus Bam, unless it's Avoy Dezara Gilarai Shvichas Dam. Baal B'nei Chaveri Ram is not Avoy Dezara. It's not Gilarai, it's not Shvichas Dam. But at the same time, it's not treated like the other 610 mitzvahs. The way we look at it is like an in-between type of mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to, but noyachloy. It's actually a good thing. It's not bal nefesh yachmer, maybe. It's noyachloy l'adam. But it's not something that you're obligated to do. It's noyachloy l'adam. Here you have it too. The Chacham Sadam says that if a person wants, he can take on this rivash, even though fashteitz achalein, this rivash is not halacha l'maisa. Another Marumakim, where you see the Chaymer, and that is the Ramah. The Ramah in the end of Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, Yerideya. So the Ramah says as follows. Last Ramah. Misha Shasa Yai Nesach B'Shoigig. If somebody drinks Yai Nesach B'Shoigig, B'Shoigig. Yesh Oimrim, some say it's a Chuvas HaRosh, that's the Makar. She Yisane He Yomim, Neged He Pa'amim, Gefen Shebechumash. You should fast 5 Tanesim, Keneged the 5 times that it says the word Gefen in the Chumash. In parentheses, it says, Ratzalim Levad Mishnah Torah. Besides from Mishnah Torah, it says it more times there. But in Bereshish Shmois, Vayikra Bamidbar, it says the word Geffen 5 times. He should fast 5 times, connect the 5 times it says Geffen, V'yischaperloi, he's going to get kapar. We mentioned this very, very quickly a few weeks ago, that the Avni Nezer and the Chidam, Birke Yosef, they both bring a story, a Maisa Shoye Kachoye that happened with Reb Chaim Vital. The Reb Chaim Vital once came to the Arizal, and the Arizal told him, I see on your forehead that you were nichshol in the chet of Yai Nesach. So I was nichshol in Yai Nesach. It was inspired afterwards that Reb Chaim Vital was drinking wine together with a Yishmaeli, with a mummer. This was a yid who became a mummer, meaning he became a Yishmaeli, and then he was chayz of a tshuva. And he drank wine with him. Apparently, the tshuva that he did was not a complete tshuva. And because it wasn't a complete tshuva, he had a din of a mummer. A mummer, as we've seen and will see, could be as treated like a guy as it relates to the halachas of Yayin Esach. And being that Reb Chaim Vital was drinking wine together with a yid who had done tshuva after he became a mummer, but his tshuva wasn't complete, so Darizal saw in him that he needed kapara, that he had in him a little bit of a pgam because of Yayin Esach. Reb Chaim Vital writes that he told me, Va'amruli Moiri, Shetzorich Lasis Tikkun, and he told him that he should fast 73 Tanesim. That is the Tikkun for Yayin Esach. Either Ramah says 5, Ramah says B'shaygig. Maybe that's Alpi Niglo, this is Alpi Nista, but either way, you have 5 Tanesim, and you have 73 Tanesim. And just one final thing, we know there are people that have a Chumrah that they won't drink wine even if a guy looked at it. Not only if a guy touched it, but even if a guy looked at it. So where does that come from? It comes from the Shlach Kaddish. The Shlach Kaddish writes it. It's in Shara Oisiyas Ois Kuf Kedusha So Achiva. He says as follows. He says, Motzasi B'Sefer Tami Mitzvahs will end with this. Shechibei Rab Menachem HaBavli. Shekosa B'Lav Sheloi Bishtes Yayin. Zelushin. This is Rab Menachem HaBavli. B'mei Churfi Roisi Anshei Maisa. I saw Anshei Maisa. Shoyu Machmir Malatzman. That if a guy looked at wine, he wouldn't drink it. What's the reason? What's the underlying svara? Because when the guy sees the color of the wine, or he smells the wine, he may be overcome with a taiva. And what's his taiva going to be? V'stam machshev es goy l'avi d'zora. Im kein alfa pishu b'yad Yisrael. Even though the yid's really touching it, far tzairei b'sichloi. But the guy just visualized holding this wine, holding it so that he could be menasichet l'avi d'zora. See, he didn't touch it, but in his mind he touched it. I mean that he touched it in his machshava, far tzairei b'sichloi, that's already enough that we should look at it as if he touched it. V'al tetama al diktuk ha-chumra b'kolshu, it says the shlo, don't be metama, you're going to say that it's such a diktuk, really? She ha-nishma mimenu, realize the reward that a person gets if he's nizar, and he's nishma from these things, you know what his reward is? He's going to be zoyche le-yayin ha-meshumar. We know the yayin ha-meshumar, you know who's going to get that? Yayin ha-meshumar is going to go to people that were careful when it comes to this Indian. Acha she-mesameach le-kim v'anoshem b'brochis. Says, I've seen people make in this area.